I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. I got to see a movie the other day that was a joy to watch. There were no chase scenes, no shoot-em-ups. It was not tightly edited and didn't give you vertigo between rapid-fire dialogue. There was a real story, and it immersed you in someone else's life that is not your own. The film is Mustang and has been nominated for a Best Foreign Language Oscar from France. It's set in rural Turkey, and it's about five sisters, orphaned, who live with their uncle and grandmother. Mustang refers to the demeanor of these young women in the 21st century, struggling to be modern but confined to tradition by their elders. And once the elders realize how modern their girls want to be, they proceed to marry them off one by one. Mustang was written and directed by Denise Gamze Argoven, who grew up between France and Turkey.
Turkey is a society which is quite paradoxical, and you have people living extremely modern lives, and women voted there earlier than in many other countries, as early as in 1925. But the society is also extremely patriarchal and mainly very conservative. Today, the politics of the country are worrying me more than a little bit, and the problems of Turkey go way beyond just the questions of gender. But it's true that one of the big debates, or even arm wrestle, which is taking place in Turkey, is about a choice of societies, and it's very much articulated over the place of women. The question of women is extremely central.
I can't move on without asking you, why are the politics worrying to you right now?
Oh my God, it's just...
Briefly.
Right now, like, Turkey has become the country where you have the most journalists in prison. Anybody criticizing the actual president is prosecuted. Yeah, it's not a good place to be.
So let's talk about the women in Turkey who are represented by these sisters in your movie. It's not set in Istanbul, mm-hmm. where you'd expect the most modern face of Turkey today. It's set in a village near the Black Sea. Why are these girls, why do they seem so sophisticated? Are they just representative of all girls' hopes in Turkey today?
There's a specific age, exactly as the characters of the film, just before you're a teenager, where all of a sudden there's nothing that you do which is perceived as innocent anymore. Like, you're told to watch your body all the time. And there's, like, really something which is very striking to me specifically in Turkey, among the countries I know well, which is a filter of sexualization through which women are seen. And anything that they do, from the moment you give it a sexual charge, it allows people to just restrict women to a very specific point in society. In the opening scene, when the girls sit on the shoulders of the boys and they're accused of having rubbed themselves against the necks of the boys.
Yeah, they're kind of playing, doing one of those, yeah. What we call chicken fights in the swimming pool.
That's a scene that I lived. One of the many, many, many anecdotes that I had, which said the same thing, which said that we've reached a turning point, and from one specific moment on, it's finished. Like, you as a girl are perceived as sexual.
You grew up in Turkey?
I grew up between France and Turkey. I'm French-Turkish. All my family history is Turkish. And I think it's also because I've been going back and forth that I zoomed in and out of the experience of being a woman in Turkey, that it made me articulate something which would have been maybe too familiar to point if I had spent all my life there.
I don't want to give away the end of the film, but Lale does have this very close relationship with her school teacher, whom we meet very briefly. And she does seem to symbolize this teacher, kind of the progressive voice of women in Turkey. How polarized is this world of liberated and non-liberated women?
At this point, Turkey is polarized as it could ever be. Really, like, the country is divided as possible. And the one thing among women is that women don't necessarily articulate in a very conscious way aspirations for freedom. And sometimes, you know, there are women who reproduce patriarchy. For example, in France, it's surprising how often you would hear women say, "I'm not a feminist," and almost being ashamed of being a feminist. Mm. And for me, it's very surprising. It's just maybe a way of not questioning a society you're so familiar with and you've lived in your whole life. I don't know.
Well, the sisters paint feminist on the road in very large block letters, so I think we know where they stand. I'm curious, did you ever see this kind of tradition and oppression of women in your own family, like among cousins or aunts?
Forced marriages, no, but I know a lot of people. For example, in my life, yes, there are women just a little older than me who have been married exactly like the girls. then figures of people running off to Istanbul as well. My ex-father-in-law, for his first wedding, he was very much in love with a girl, and their parents, the parents of the girls, refused the marriage. So he just, with her consent, kidnapped her, and they flew, and they got married in Istanbul. And again, when I used to live in Ankara for a few years when I was a kid, there was a young girl who plotted her escape to Istanbul to marry her true love during a whole year. And I was her confidant, and it was, you know, she was telling me the whole escape plan.
Did she escape?
Yeah, she did. She did.
She did.
Uh-huh, she did.
I mean, which leads me to believe that what we see with these sisters in this village, I mean, they're not just constrained. They are literally confined to their family's home with bars on the windows and locks on the gates. Do you find that? Does that happen?
That's really very much fiction. But when you went a little bit inland inside small villages, yes, there was households where you had the mother of the household, and she had maybe a daughter who was not married yet, and she had a son, and the son would have his wife who lived in the same house, and she would be almost like a servant in that house. That's something which was quite common, like girls being married off and arriving in a family where they are a bit lower member of the family. That's something I've seen a lot. But then there are things like the scene of Selma, who is taken to the hospital in the middle of the night because she hasn't bled.
Right.
It's a scene a doctor told me as being an occurrence. It's not like something crazy he came across just once. So you see cohorts of people coming out of a wedding after having danced for hours. They have this bride in her wedding dress, and they bring her to the doctor to see if she's a virgin or not. That's something like that. The doctor who told me the story said he sees it at a season of wedding 40 to 50 times a year. But at the same time, you have in Istanbul people who are just like freer than free and more modern than modern, and both extremes.
Denise, you are French and Turkish. Mustang is a French production and is France's submission to the Academy Awards. How has the film been received in Turkey?
Well, in Turkey, initially, it was, just as the country, extremely polarized. There was nothing in the middle, either very, very passionate reactions, positive reactions, or extremely negative reactions. And now that the film has gained momentum abroad, the debate is even more muscular, and people fight about the film on social media and all the time, and the fight is becoming bigger and bigger. And the other day, there was this woman who wrote something like, "I was so sick of seeing these girls are wriggling in front of the camera," and a man just answered to her like, "If you just looked at them as children, you wouldn't write something like that." And the film sometimes doesn't open the train of thoughts you would hope it would, but maybe with time.
Denise Gamze Argüven is the director of Mustang. The film's been nominated for an Oscar in the foreign language film category. Denise, thanks very much. Great to meet you.
Thank you very much.